Introduction to Genesis. Do you ever wonder why the world is the way it is? Why you do what you do? Why you feel what you feel? Why you sometimes feel disconnected from other people and God? The word Genesis means beginnings, and this first book of the Bible answers many questions about why the world is the way it is. And it sets the stage for everything that follows in the Bible and human history. In the book of Genesis, God introduces us to himself in the very first sentence. We meet someone who has always existed, who has a personality and expresses it creatively. We learn that God created the universe from nothing, the land, sea, sky, animals, insects, an ecosystem designed to operate in blessedness and harmony. Then God creates humans in his own image, people who can return his love and live in relationship with him. All creation reflects the Creator's character and glory. An amazing world exists in spiritual unity. But the story takes a tragic turn. The man and woman, free to choose, listen to a fallen angelic being who had rebelled against God. They choose death instead of life. They choose to try to be like God. And lots of things go wrong, and have been going wrong ever since. Fortunately, God doesn't give up on human beings. In fact, he immediately puts into effect a long-range plan of salvation that will bring fallen humanity back into relationship with him. This book tells about many of those relationships. Noah, who follows God's directions and builds a huge boat.